following episode of TanCast features foul language, inappropriate content, and an extraordinary amount of girly giggles.
I'm already recording.
Oh, look at me. I'm Andy. I'm already recording.
Oh, no, I'm pooping in my pants.
Well, Noah's busy looking at guys' tattoos. Is this what you do? Is this the kind of gay shit you do normally when we're doing TanCast? Look at your gayness. It's everywhere.
I don't need to hear you insult me in stereo.
Please tell me we're recording both halves of that.
We recorded my half. Are we recording your half?
Yeah, we're recording.
Excellent. Oh, yeah.
For those of you who will listen, we appreciate it. For those of you who won't, we understand.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Welcome to TanCast, motherfuckers!
Jesus, God.
Welcome to TanCast. Oh, and the Tim started doing his walking around bit.
I'm doing it totally silently.
Yeah.
It's like a gag.
Is this what you do at home?
Yeah.
You should get like a wireless headset so you can really explore the area.
Yes, now I can be free.
This episode is going to be just full of you two reporting on what the other one's doing.
Yes, Noah and I recording in Noah's apartment here in sunny downtown Burbank.
Yeah. We're actually in California.
Burbank is in California. Retard. It's where Jay Leno records.
4th of July there, too.
It has an airport. There was a plane crash.
Where is Burbank?
It was on the news.
Like I watch the news.
It's just north of Los Angeles.
What was on the news for?
A plane crash.
Someone crashed. Really? What was this?
Yeah, it was a small plane crashed into a car.
Well, that's why you should use your signal, everybody.
Yeah. Don't turn left in front of those small planes when they're flying.
In case you're wondering, Noah loves to throw his mouse around. I've been watching him, and he's thrown that mouse on the floor 3 times already. And I've only been here less than an hour.
Oh, it was yesterday. Wow. 3 survive.
Yeah, there you go.
Andy's on top of the news. He's not fucking around.
I don't know how.
Oh, I almost said it.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell I was on top of the news. Well, anyways, let's do the introduction here.
All right. I'm Tim. I'm the teensy fly in TanCast.
Oh, Tim changing up.
Oh, look at me.
Just for that, I'm Andy, and I'm the A in TanCast.
And I am Noah, and I'm teabagging your face. And your mother's face, and your sister's face. And if you have a puppy, I'm teabagging its face, too.
Noah's balls are that fucking big.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys my desire to turn teabag into a unit of measurement?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah.
I believe that was TanCast number 8.
Look at him. You know, I was thinking it might be cool if we did, like, show notes.
Yep.
Like, provide links. Like, hey, we talked about this.
All right, Noah, you're our secretary. You have the nicest handwriting.
Tim's the one without a job.
Oh, I've got a job, sir.
I know sucking all that dick is hard.
I'm a full-time failure, and that takes a lot of work.
I got to spend time crying, wondering where it all went wrong.
Got to spend time just pleading my wife to not think that I'm useless.
Too late.
Oh, so are we ready for some jokes from Tan Laughs?
I hope so.
You want to go first this time, Andy? Since you didn't get to go last week?
I don't even know how well this is going to translate, but I want the both of you to just keep singing, a wang, a wang, a wang, a wang. All right, do it.
Okay.
A wang, a wang, a wang, a wang, a wang.
Oh, what does a Scotsman have under his kilt?
A wang, a wang, a wang, a wang. That was it.
Oh, that was a big. Oh, that was a big fat car wreck.
I thought that was more to it.
No, that's it.
It's so distracting listening to Tim.
Yeah.
I heard you both like, oh, in your face.
Talking.
What was that?
I said, Tim's in your face. That's funny. He's hearing me twice but can't hear me. Wait, what?
Can I mute you?
All right. All right. Well, no one's going to figure
someone else
gonna figure that out instead of telling his joke.
Oh, am I supposed to go next?
Sure.
I would think you should go. Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be Ant.
I'm gonna start doing your mama jokes because I like those. So
that's okay. I like
your mama's so fat she jumped in the air and got stuck.
I'm going to do a joke sent in by Iris, which you can send your jokes for 10 laughs to tim@tancast.com. And this is Iris sent this one in. Why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
I don't know. Why did she?
But you would, too, if your name was...
Oh, Iris, if I could hug you, I would.
Well, she also wrote...
But I don't think I'm legally allowed.
She wrote, or mangled throat noises like you do when you're making fun of a deaf person. She wrote that as the instructions for that joke. And then she wrote, I know I'm a horrible human being, but chances are you think these jokes are funny, too. Therefore, so are you. And I just realized they are a tribute to Smodcast, too, seeing as Helen Keller doesn't exist.
Has she been listening to Smodcast, or she's gleaned that from what we've been talking about?
Are you Tank? Smodcast?
Smodcast.
I would assume...
Doesn't say.
I assume just gleaning it from what we've been talking about.
Yes. So I think we have some major news to report.
Yeah.
This week?
I finally
bought a new pair of shoes. Oh, sorry. Andy's got something, too?
Yeah, I finally got around to changing my name. I'm waiting for the gay marriage jokes to start there.
Oh,
you guys just dropped the ball.
You finally Mrs. Aiken?
There you are.
You finally Mr. Takai. Yes.
Live long and prosper. Ooh, Captain, the shuttle bay door is open for you. I should launch some torpedoes into that aft tube.
I love how Family Guy did that joke where it was just him going, hello.
Hello.
No, I added a senior to the end of my name.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh, you're old now.
I know, I'm a senior. Not a senior.
Which means? Which means last year he was a junior.
No.
No, last year I was a nothing. I was Mysterious Andy, full stop. Now I'm Mysterious Andy Senior, and there's a Mysterious Andy Junior, which explains why I haven't been posting much on Tancast, and wasn't here the last time, and the two previous Tancasts had a lot of background noise, because I've been in the hospital with my wife for the last 3 weeks, getting ready for the birth of my son, while they had her hooked up to the machine that goes, BING! I'm not kidding, dude, they had a shitload of machines hooked up to her. And it was always like, if she moved at all, the machines would lose, like, the fetal heart rate and shit. And the nurses would come, like, just racing in. Why are you moving around? And, like, poking her and shifting her around. Like, sleep on your side. Now lift your leg up the air. Now put your head under it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just how you like it.
I'm like, this would be hotter if it didn't smell like old people and death in here.
Ah, the hospital. I thought your wife, for some reason, smelled like
Yeah, I stuck my head on my wife's vagina. It smelled like old people and death, oddly enough. I think she's got a nursing home.
Cavitous.
Yeah, she had a nursing home tucked in there. Call it shady vagina.
Oh, good times.
Good times.
You know what was really depressing over the course of the last 3 weeks? Not the driving back and forth, not the lack of sleep, not the constant yo-yo effect of, hey, your kid could come at any time. Hey, you're probably going to be here for a couple of weeks. Hey, you could come today. Hey, you're probably going to be here for a couple of weeks. It was listening to the last Tancast and realizing that Jeff, probably better at it than me.
Aww.
Jeff is not
Jeff just needs to change his name to Alex and I'll back out.
Don't feel like that, Andy. Everybody's better than you.
Tim, you should just go get one of the guys from the Gauntlet. Clearly, they're not doing anything. Just walk to the ATM and wave a 20. Whichever one's fastest, that's the new Andy.
Your newborn child who can't even talk is better than you.
Oh, can you bring your child close to the mic and have it go like, ah, bah, bah?
If my newborn child was where I am.
That's the way to do it.
He was
spread your seed and move on.
Yes, that's exactly it. I'm packing my bags right now. I'm fucking out.
Like the Spanish.
Andy didn't really have his wife didn't really have a child. Just part of Andy fell off and gained sentience.
So you guys ask why I wash so often. It's just for that reason.
Part of Andy fell off and gained sentience.
I think Tim liked that.
I did.
No, tell me, does Tim turn colors when he does that? I've forgotten.
Not at the moment.
All right.
His veins stick out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, ladies, my veins are sticking out. Speaking of which, okay, so you were talking about last episode of Tancat. I have to apologize for things I've said about my wife. I would like to, because I made the mistake of listening to it with her on the way up to the Bay Area. She's like, why do you always end the story where I sound like a whore? If you continue the story three more steps, you really, like, it's like she comes out as the, you know, the nice person, and I come out as the douchebag. I'm like, well, now you know why I stopped the story where I stop it.
Yeah, if she wants it, she can start off, I don't know, Dincast or something. I'll help her. I'll get her a website.
Who? MSTcast, SMTcast. Oh, Miranda. She could do Miranda, Stephanie, and wait, why am I putting?
I have no idea who T is.
T is him.
Yeah, I'm still there. Well, hey, Tim, what's up? Miranda, Stephanie, and Tim.
Tim is the wife, so he's the stay-at-home mom guarding those turds.
Guarding those turds?
I don't know.
Because Tim's a turd burglar.
Ah. No. But I wouldn't guard them. I'd be burgling them.
You're very conflicted.
God,
line, Jack.
Every time I see a helium balloon, I think about grabbing it, sucking half of it in, and going, Andrew Burgle's turds, Andrew Burgle's turds, Andrew Burgle's turds. The only problem is, I wouldn't be able to wake myself up doing that, which was half the fun.
Oh, yeah.
I was asleep on the couch, and you grabbed the helium and did that, woke me up with Andy Burgle's turds in a helium voice. I thought it was the end of the fucking world. Like, something is wrong with reality.
Something is wrong with reality.
The walls between the universes had melted.
So, is anybody else excited about McCain's VP pick?
Yeah, I'd do her.
I was just reading something that someone scrubbed her Wikipedia like 15 minutes before she got announced. Like,
unsurprising.
When, like, everything looked good. Was that
unsurprising?
Well, I just think finally a gay Republican sex scandal that I'm going to be interested in.
Hell yeah!
No, but you know how the Republicans, all the right wing Republicans, are always like, "Oh, we hate gays," and then you find them in a bathroom with some other dude like this. Yes, I want to see this, which is, you know, just scissor banging Ella DeGeneres' girlfriend or something like that.
Scissoring.
Scissoring, not scissor bang. My bad. Whatever. My apologies to the lesbians who might be listening.
Oh, I'm just some of the South Park episode.
Yes.
Where everyone was scissoring.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Les Beaux.
It was Mr. The guy who had Mr. Hand?
Mrs. Garrison.
Yeah. Mr. Garrison?
Yeah.
Or no, yeah, Mrs. Garrison now.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Miss?
He was scissoring.
Miss,
scissoring.
I guess. Yeah. I don't even understand how two women could make love unless we just sort of scissor. Oh, yeah! Scissor me! Yeah! it was just so fucked up. Every season I watch that show and think, man, they're just never going to top that. That is fucked up. Nope, they topped it.
So that's what they do.
I wanted to give a shout-out to Luke, who's 20 years old, from Liverpool, England. He's, I guess, telling all our friends, not all our friends, all his friends, to listen to Tancast.
Luke, if you could pull off telling all of everybody's friends, that would be fucking magical. I would worship you. Because you have magic powers.
On a Tancast, saying he wanted a shout-out twice.
All right. You know, somebody mis-editing that would totally think that I'm claiming that Luke has magical powers, and that would be a great way to start a rumor at your school, Luke. Just edit that together, play it over the loudspeakers. I got the cool accent. I know I don't sound like anybody around you.
Oh, that was awesome. So first of all, it was funny to watch Noah keep getting interrupted by Andy as Noah kept trying to talk, and then he tossed his mouse one more time.
I knew it was just going to be a running, like, commentary on what the other person was doing.
Yeah, that wasn't the best. Oh, sorry, Noah's looking up pictures of the governor of Alaska, whatever her name is.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah, let's say that.
Is it Palin or Palin?
Oh, she was a former Miss Alaska?
No, Miss Congeniality. She was, like, second runner-up.
I don't think this is Sarah Palin.
Sure it is. It's a picture of a woman with a football jersey and a thong bending over a Seattle Seahawks football helmet.
Awesome.
Exactly. Oh, but her daughter is fucking, or one of them, is like smoking hot. She has like 5 kids.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that her on the right, the left as well? There's a picture.
I think so.
This would be a good time for us to be doing a video podcast as opposed to a, hey, let's comment on things you can't see. Oh my God, really? Oh, it smells. Why?
your second choice in 84 beauty contests. Is this his family? Well, look up Sarah Paulin information. Are you just the one you're talking about?
Dad, look at the ass. Look at the titties on her daughter. Good God. Fucking in a rainy day, you can stand underneath them and stay dry.
They are. She is stacked. I wonder if her mom's stacked. Just keeps them strapped down.
Probably. Can't get any government done with all them titties in the way.
So, was his reasoning, like, that Hillary Clinton did so well that he wanted to, like, Adelaide to his...
Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, I know how I'll siphon off all those bitter, annoying Hillary supporters is by putting a woman on my ticket.
No, guys.
Who has less experience than Obama.
You guys don't pay nearly enough attention to politics.
What? We don't?
No.
No, of course we don't.
Dude, they had a whole lineup of people. They went through them all. They got to her, and McCain went, boobs! That was it.
Well, because, like, she's been governor for less than 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, and McCain is hitting Obama on experience. Like, she was the mayor of a small town in Alaska before that. And then she was a beauty queen.
Oh, not a small town. A tiny village. Okay, the entire state of Alaska has fewer people in it than the cities in which any of the three of us live. A whole fucking state. The biggest fucking state that we have. You know, land-wise.
Really? Has less people
Last time I looked, I think it was less than 700,000 people.
In the whole state?
In the state.
Well, good point. Like, fucking, do I want to live there? No.
Did they pay you to live there, though?
Well, then maybe I'll think about it.
Because it's fucking cold.
I wonder what the comedy scene is like up there. Do they need some stand-up blubber jokes?
I guess.
Hey, what's the deal with frostbite? Am I right?
Yeah, total population, 683,000 people, 2007 estimate. It is the 47th largest state in the U.S., and we've only got the 50. It beats
wow.
out
There are
Wyoming.
9 million people in L.A.
Yeah. It beats out Wyoming, Vermont, and North Dakota, and that's it. It actually loses by more than 100,000 to South Dakota. To fucking South Dakota.
Fucking South Dakota. You guys are gay. Unless you're listening, in which case, you guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Come see my shows.
I won't talk about how gay Alaska is. Or South Dakota.
Have you either of you been watching the Colbert Report?
No. I've been in the hospital.
Well, they have TVs in hospitals, I remember, because when I was visiting my dad, I would watch a lot of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. Hey, Dad, how you doing? All right, I'm going to watch some Muppets.
Well, maybe.
Yep, I'll be like, you're not watching this shit, are you?
Maybe what I should say is, I was in the hospital, and I was watching exactly whatever my wife wanted to, and liking it. Because, when you're the one either being hooked up to the machine that goes bing, or being cut open to take out the thing that was being bung. Yeah, sure, why not? You get to pick. You decide what was on TV. And apparently what was on TV is a shitload of Animal Planet.
Because who doesn't love Animal Planet?
Who doesn't indeed?
Dude, eventually you get just... It starts to crush your soul when you see, like, Animal Detective after, like, Animal Witness and, like, the most awful police findings or whatever.
Oh.
They've just got, like, back-to-back, like, heartbreak shows. It's like Animal Planet should be something that you watch. You know, if the news wasn't enough, if you want to realize just what a piece of shit humanity is, watch this, like, block of shows on Animal Planet and enjoy.
I only watch the happy stuff.
Yeah, this isn't...
like the animals being cute.
This isn't, like, funny, cute animals in hats. This is, like, dog with rusty metal sticking out of his neck and, like, pus draining around the metal and the owner getting thrown in jail and shit. But, like, that, and then that again, and then that again, and then again, and again, and, like, the kitten that was burned, and the dog that's been shot in the face, and the dog that's getting his front paw amputated and rehabilitated, and again, and fucking again, and just into your brain.
Whew.
You okay there, buddy?
No.
What a perfect headspace to put yourself in as you bring a child into this world.
I know.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I see a dog's a shot. Kittens burning too.
there got to be a point with the fucking Animal Planet that I just looked over at my wife. I'm like, seriously, I know I said whatever you want to watch, but enough.
Tim just crack himself up.
They put a possum underwater until it turns blue. And I think to myself, I was like, I had that rhyme, but Andy was still talking.
I'm sorry.
You cock.
I know. So, speaking of animals, I actually just watched, I saw something on Dig where this guy was speeding because his dog was choking to death. to get to the vet, and the cop pulled him over and just was like such a dick to him. He's just like, what are you speeding for? For an animal? You can get another dog. And the dog died because they held him for so long. And he goes, you know, I understand it's tough, but you know, you could have killed a real person out here. And it's like, the cop had a point, but he was just such an ass about it. He's just like, he's like, you can get another one? It's like, oh, that is horrible.
Dude, if that was me, the instant the cop said that, my response would have been, yes, but I like this animal, and I could give a shit about the rest of you. And then I would have put my foot back on the accelerator.
He was out of the car at that point. He was just freaking out. He was just crying and going crazy. It was sad. And then you hear the wife screaming, like, ah! Like, because the wife was in the car, too. It was tragic, and the cop was just such an ass about it.
Like, oh. Welcome to Crushing Your Soul on Tancast. We have stories of despair and discouragement.
Dude, the kitten thing last week, and then reading Joe's comment about the bunny. Oh.
Speaking of Joe, I want Joe on as a guest. It sounds like she's got some interesting stories.
All right.
Joe, if you've got Skype, let us know.
You guys keep having fun. I got to go check out what my non-pregnant wife needs. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, I was going to say about... he was talking about the... watching the Animal Planet or whatever. I've been over at my mother-in-law's house, and her friend was over visiting. And... they were watching. She was. I guess she doesn't get the Food Network wherever she is. So it's been like the Food Network for the past 3 days. I'm like, how the fuck do they have enough programming to fill a 24-hour channel about food? But they do.
But and it's kind of like, well, I don't know if you think it, but I think it's kind of interesting. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm like. I can't believe I'm watching this for the fourth straight hour.
Because they have such delicious-looking food. You're like, I wish I was there eating that right now.
Well, then they have, like, weird contests where it's, like, Dinner Impossible, where they give these people, like, weird tasks. Like, they stranded this dude on an island and sent him a crate, and they're like, figure it out. And they had two people from the cast of one of the survivors to help. I'm like, what are they going to do? Fucking be useless?
The guy who does those Fridays commercials now?
Oh, yeah, he has a show.
Yeah, Fridays later on. Anyways, I digress. I don't know if we have time. Tim's thinking about it. Yeah, interesting.
How can we make this happen? We gotta wrap up Tancast. Wrap it up.
There's a Fridays over in San Mateo. But anyways, we'll talk about that later. But the guy who does the Fridays commercials, he has that show, you know, Diners, Drives, and Dives or something, where he just goes to, like, different places and tries the food. And I'm like, I want his job. It just, like, yes. I mean, some of it is, like, I'm not into fish and stuff and that kind of stuff. I'm like, I cannot eat that. But some of it looks so good. I'm like, oh, what a sweet gig. You get paid to drive around and eat food for free.
But then he also has to cook sometimes. Like, he has another show where he's cooking. He has a couple different shows. And Rachel Ray's on there every 4 seconds. I'm like, what?
I like Giotti. Gialli. Gialli, the Italian girl. She's hot.
Maybe she's going to be scissoring with the governor of Alaska. Yeah. That's a scandal you can really sink your teeth into.
I do not know how to spell her name. Oh, Giada.
Images. Here we go. And for those... Oh, wait. I think I did see her.
That's her.
Yes! Yes! She was hosting a baby shower. And I was like... And she was just throwing olive oil on everything. I'm like, calm down with the olive oil.
So I like to have like babies?
Hello. She's like, I like to have little cornflakes, and then I throw some olive oil on it. I'm like, what, really? And some ice cream, throw some little olive oil in there, and then like I have a little plate of olive oil, which I like to cover with some olive oil.
I like to have the butt sex with a little bit of olive oil.
Well, yeah.
By the way, I'm back.
We were talking about the Food Network, and now we've diverged onto one of the hot chefs. Jesus. Yep, that's some good spanking material for later.
Giada. Oh. Have you seen her, Andy?
No. I don't typically watch the Food Network because I tend to drool.
Yes, we were just talking about that, how like everything looks so good. You're like, I want some of that. That looks delicious.
Including that waitress or the chef, whatever you call her. Oh, Jay, look at the cleavage on picture on the upper left.
Oh. We're looking at, I'm showing Tim Giada. I think he had seen her before.
Oh. It's not as good as it was. I liked it better in a thumbnail where I was able to pull the blanks myself.
Hey, I don't think Tim appreciates the face.
Spell Giada for
No,
the
me. Face was fine.
What?
Spell it.
Oh, Giada.
All right. De Laurentiis?
Yes.
De Laurentiis. Two eyes at the end. Who knows what the extra eyes on
for? I'm sure we're losing all our female listeners on this episode. they got all excited when they saw
I think our female listeners are going to look at Governor Palin's daughter and think about switching teams.
Like, they'll be like, oh, look, it's three men and a baby. There's going to be all this sensitive talk about Andy's baby. Nope, tits.
Babies like tits, too.
Yes, yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
That's where they get their food from.
That's where I get my food from.
I wish I could get my food from that now.
Well, let's bring Stephanie out here.
Hey,
speaking of food yet.
Speaking of...
you're not sucking hard enough.
Babies and tits?
Yes.
Breast pump. Not as sexy as you might think.
I didn't think it was
really
sexy.
Yeah, I didn't really have it up high on my sexy meter. I'm bringing breast pump back.
So there was someone at my work who was in an office, closed off office, and first of all, there's like kind of frosted glass, but you can still kind of see through it, but next to the door, and so she put paper all up on that, and then she would close the door and say, private, and we couldn't figure out what she was doing, and then one day I saw her carrying some stuff, and apparently she was breast pumping in there, just like...
At the station, we had to close off an office, especially for breast pumping. Like there was a window on the office, but they covered it with brown paper, so you couldn't see inside there.
Yep.
And then later on, that became the anthrax office. When after 9/11, there was an anthrax scare in the mail, so someone had to open all the mail in that unventilated office.
Nice.
I'm like,
did they have a mask or something?
No.
So if there was anthrax, they just got the shaft.
Yep.
Who would do that job?
The secretary had to do it.
I quit.
Well, honestly, who's sending anthrax to fucking Mix 106.5?
But the fact that they think that this is going to happen and they make you the only one sit in that office and open the mail? I'm like, fuck you guys. I'm sure you don't pay me enough for this shit.
That's weird. Sometimes I hear myself in Noah's echo later. Like, I say something and then I hear it a second time. Like, oh, it's weird. I'm freaking out. Why this lackluster cleavage again?
How is it lackluster?
It's they're not pushed up. They're just sort of sitting there.
Oh, you like to be like smushed together?
Yeah.
Like wear a turtleneck and the titties are popping out the top.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. He's looking at pictures of the chef again.
But yeah, like I get paid pretty good now. But if they said, hey, we think there might be anthrax in this mail, you gotta come sit in this office and open the mail. I'm like, fuck no. Here's my black ass.
Yes, but where you work, it's conceivable someone might actually send some anthrax because, it's a thing.
Oh, sure, but I'm not going to be the guy doing it regardless of how much of a chance it is.
Well, fuck it. No one's sending it to Mix 106.5. Fuck, I will get them and then Kelly Clarkson with some anthrax.
People are crazy.
Yeah, but seriously,
maybe someone
dude,
said something weird.
If somebody just handed me that job, I'm with Noah. I would measure their heads. Wait, dip one, dip two, dip three, all the way around. Your head is 15 teabags in circumference. Let me measure again. I will stop measuring when you tell me that this is not my job anymore. Or fire me.
Would you have taken that job, Tim?
Sure, well, why not?
Tim,
I was already slowly dialing. Might as well die quickly. Just get it out of the way.
Did they tell her what she was doing? Or did she say, hey,
Oh, no, they told her.
It's funny, it's like, hey, we want you to just open the mail this... Open the door.
Oh, can I get out of the room? Not till the mail's open. How do you feel? Are you woozy?
Do you feel any burning? Are you developing strange blisters?
Can you make a rudimentary lathe? That's just a random Galaxy Quest quote.
Do you see anything around you?
There was something about breast pumping I wanted to ask Andy.
Pump it up?
Well, fire away.
I can't remember what it was. That's the problem. That's why I'm stalling. It was Holly, actually, of previous Tancast stories, told me that some men find breast milk to be quite erotic, and I want to see if that was the case with Andy.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he just squirts all over his face.
No, definitely not erotic, but fascinating. I mean,
I want to try it.
Not
macaques.
Not
my whatever. We can take that out. Not your wife.
Not macaques.
No one wants to try some chicken's breast milk. He's crazy.
Chickens don't have nipples. What?
Chickens don't have nipples?
No, chickens don't have nipples.
Well, no wonder those breasts aren't as good as they should be.
No. Not nearly as sexy. I tried putting my cock between two of them and riding it a little while. No, nothing. It was really popular with the cats, though.
And he's like,
wow.
I want to try titty fucking. So he goes to the store and buys two breasts of a chicken. It's like rubbing against his cock. I just got salmonella on my dick. And the cat's all lovely. But they're better if they're raw because it's kind of slippery. Yeah. Got, still got that chicken juice on them.
Well, yeah. Have her put some sauce on there for you.
It's a barbecue.
It's got a good glaze. It's good for It makes it kind of sweet and tangy and also very lubricated.
But when I knock up Stephanie, you know, because that's how I do it, you can take her name out there too. Oh, no, I said, never mind. Anyways, I would like to try the breast milk. I think she thinks that's kind of odd because I told her such. And I think she kind of looked at me and I was like, I'm just curious what it tastes like.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot of it. not Stephanie's or Macaques.
Yeah, it's like kind of at the back of my mind, maybe like a little bit curious about it, although I know that it would just like totally gross her out, so there is no way that I would even like really broach the subject with her.
I think you should take one of the bottles in the fridge and just take a little sip.
Yeah.
Don't tell her about it.
Yeah. Don't down it like a Coke commercial right in front of her, just for the taste of it, your breast milk.
Oh, you mean where I turn my head to the side at that unnatural angle and swing it back while my hand is like pinching it in such a way that you can still see the whole side, and the Coke label just yes. happens to be facing directly towards the camera? That
yeah,
kind of
no one and I just did that towards each other, but no one else can tell.
Well, then I'm glad I did the radio play version and narrated the whole thing for everybody.
I think the next time we're all together, we should still do it on Skype. We should all be in the same room, still on Skype.
We should do it on Skype, but without headsets, so we've just got live mics and live speakers in three different parts of the room.
Echo.
It's just like, wait. And then I have to edit it again later.
That would be a cluster.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome, because as soon as Noah starts to cough, it would just be like this thunderous cacophony that lasts forever.
Cacophony?
Oh, I wasn't even looking for that. Cough. Thank you.
Cough? Cacophony?
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
It's very weird recording with someone else in the room with you.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. It's just I'm so used to being by myself and just hearing you guys through Skype.
Now you can see me, too.
Okay.
Ah.
Tim?
Ah.
Well, in reality,
I'm waiting for that day that the baby gets confused and tries to breastfeed off of Andy.
Mm.
Breastfeed off Andy.
Fuck you.
In so fairness...
They're so big.
In fairness, Noah's talking about his own baby.
Stephanie does say I have breasts. I claim they're pecs.
I don't have that problem, Tubbies.
The other day I was on my side. She's like, oh, look, you got cleavage.
Oh. Time to measure her head.
I love being the thin one.
Is it because you can still see your pecker?
Hello.
What?
I was saying hello to my pecker.
Why are you saying hello?
Because he was saying I could see it because I was thin.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of saying hello to your pecker, that's why Noah doesn't like to tancast with somebody else in the room.
I turned the volume down by accident so I could only hear Tim. I was like, what is Tim talking about? Like, it was sitting between my leg and the couch, and I guess I hit it somehow.
My underwear's bunching up. Gotta fix it.
Tim's been adjusting his balls all day.
I gotta tell you, I got ball issues.
Tim's got wild balls.
Wild balls!
Swinging around. I really think we should just get like some sort of little pants generator and hook him up to Tim's balls and just let him power the state.
What else is he doing? He can jiggle the balls around. Are you going to record
us? I'll do a video podcast.
You're an idiot.
All right, I'll turn away then.
You're both idiots.
No,
we just spent 5 minutes talking about you guys looking at each other.
It's fascinating. The listeners want to know.
All right.
What's it like when they look at each other? I've looked at somebody once, but what was it? I don't know if I can relate the experience as well as these two. Oh, so I have a new joke in my act that's not... it's probably not much longer going to be in the act, just because it's kind of topical, but it was my way of trying to plug Tancast in the act, and it was about how the media blows things out of proportion, because they were making such a big deal about Russia invading Georgia. I'm like, you know what? I have a friend in Atlanta. He says everything's fine. I'm like, seriously, we recorded a podcast together. He just had a baby. He's doing great. Check it out, tancast.com. You don't believe me. But I think I need to rewrite it because the audience is like, fucking, you're not that stupid. You couldn't have walked to the stage if you actually thought that was the right joke.
There's a website out there. It's kind of like the Ican Has Cheeseburger, but it's like political stuff. So like pictures of people and then, you know, the lol speak captions for the people. And one of them is George Jr. leaning over to George Sr. and saying, "I heard that Russia invaded Georgia. I hope Atlanta's okay."
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be gone soon enough.
Oh, no, not soon enough. He'll be gone soon, but not soon enough.
So what do you think about all these Hillary supporters who are going to vote McCain now because they're angry about Obama?
Oh, okay, I kind of lump them in with like, who the fuck were we just watching? Again, with a lot of TV that the wife picked. VH1, it was Pamela Anderson, some like crazy French chick broke into her house and was like asleep on her bed and got arrested and shit. Just this crazy stalker. It's like her and then like all the people who like, you know, bands break up and like the fans are like yelling at one of the people in the band and like calling them names. Like people get like death threats for shit like that. I kind of lump it all in together with that of, because it is, you know, whether you say that they're supporters and political or whatever, they're fans of hers. People get like this weird fucked up sense of ownership. Like they think that by liking something that they possess it in some way.
Like sports people.
Yeah.
It's Star Trek people and Disney people. Those guys are freaks.
Who are you telling?
They get all obsessed about an experience closing on Monday forever.
One of us is wearing a Mickey shirt, and it's not me.
And you
One
can't
of us
see
is wearing
me.
A Pizza Go-Go shirt.
I work there.
Wow. You don't see me tooling around in my United Artists sweatshirt.
That was a gay-looking shirt. Fucking with the cyan and purple.
Cyan.
I was wearing a t-shirt with the name of the company I currently work for on it when my kid was born.
Dude, you're hardcore.
No, I'm not. It was, I had an equal chance of grabbing a San Diego Chargers t-shirt. I was racing home, getting calls of, hey, they're prepping me for surgery, and going, oh, fuck. Because I had to, like, you know, make sure the cats had food and, like, be ready to be out of the house for, like, days.
Fuck the cats. They'll figure it out. One will eat the other.
Yeah. So I'm racing home to take care of the cats, to get shit, like, cleaned up at the, or, like, shut down at the house to, you know, make sure that everything's going to be okay. Grabbing clothing for myself. And it just happens that the t-shirt that I grabbed, because I didn't want to wear, like, a work shirt, you know, something a little bit nicer, when I knew I might be getting blood on it. So I figured, hey, dark t-shirt, good to go. And it just happened to be the
Were you, whoa, were you going to be doing the surgery? Were you going to be reaching in there, dude? Hey, backup doctor, I got it.
Scalpel. Scalpel, damn it!
You guys
I need suction!
You guys have seen the size of my head, right? There's a lot of fucking noodle in there. I can do surgery. I learned it. I learned it on learn.com.
I studied on WebMD, I got this.
And I stayed at a Holiday Inn.
Nice.
And he's like, I just need some duct tape, a stapler, and some scissors.
Dude, no shit about the stapler. That's how they closed her.
Yeah, I know. They have it like they close the staples now.
Yeah, well, they actually closed with stitches and then put staples on the outside to make sure the stitches didn't
like medical apart. Staples.
Yep.
Well, how is that not painful? And how do you get it back to the staple? Because, you know, like the stapler goes ka-chook and, you know, you flatten it on two pieces of paper. But, like, you'd have to, like, crush organs and shit to stay. And you'd be stapling to the back of your back.
It actually, it like, goes out and instead of, like, pushing up against another panel that pushes it closed, it goes out and is, like, next to two little arm things that, like, pinch it closed at the end.
Sounds painful.
I don't know if I'm describing that very well. But I will tell you how. It's called an epidural.
Drugged up.
It is called. They went to about I don't know six vertebrae up from the base of her ass or whatever it is, and actually poked a hole into her spine. That's what the dura is the sheath around your brain and your spinal column.
Sheath.
Poked a little hole in there, threaded a little like wire thin tube in there to hold the hole open, and then hooked her up to this little pump that just pumped shit directly into her spine. And completely blocked all nerve sensations from about the middle of her rib cage, so just below her diaphragm, so she could, you know, breathe down. Mm-hmm. Just nothing, numb, dead.
Now, was she awake for this?
Oh, yeah. She was talking to me.
That's kind of freaky.
Yeah. But, you know, if you knock anybody out, you are, I guess, clinically pushing them closer to death. That's what causing people to lose consciousness does. So if you don't make somebody lose consciousness, you run a lot fewer risks.
So why didn't they just have you talk to her, and then she would, you know, lose consciousness eventually just due to boredom?
Because they were afraid that that would actually bring her even closer to death.
All right, not to mention the entire hospital.
Yes.
Wait. We weren't behind the protective shielding.
Lots of people with sharp objects and forced to listen to me talk for too long.
In the light of Georgia today, a whole hospital has died, apparently for the cause of one guy.
Brains.
They asked him how he was, and he proceeded to talk for 5 hours.
Fuck you both. Fuck Noah for the telling. Fuck Tim for the laughing.
funny. I'll take that fuck. It was well worth it. So did you get an epidural just for the hell of it? Like, hey, I like trying them too. I don't want to feel my toesies.
No, but after sleeping on the fucking hospital, okay, you can't see me because I'm the only one here, unlike you two. I'm doing air quotes right now, but they had me sleeping on the hospital beds for about half of the past 3 weeks. And, yeah, I think I really could have done with some sort of, like, spinal block.
Should have asked for one.
I should have.
Not to interrupt, but apparently there's some sort of riot going on outside Noah's apartment. I think William Wallace is trying to rouse the troops.
Wait, Noah, do you live near white people or black people?
Asians.
White and Asians.
White and Asian?
There's a Romanian family next door as well.
Ooh.
Are the Asians, like, mostly Filipino or what?
I don't really interact with my neighbors.
Okay.
I try to keep...
Especially the Asian ones, because then they'll want to drive him somewhere, and then that's it. That's the end of Noah.
Well, I was going to say, if they were darker people, then it's a riot. If they are lighter people and Filipinos, then it's probably a pride march.
One time I got caught by this crazy lady getting in my car, who proceeded to talk my ear out about everything about this apartment complex, and I was just like, I don't think I'm going to talk to my neighbors anymore. She was just rambling on about how these people drink over here, and they call her names, and she's like, you're not going to tell anybody, are you? She's like, I told them. I got friends who are in the police force, and I told on them, and they said, you mess with her, they're going to get you. And then later on in the conversation, she's like, oh, I was going to tell I called the cops about this. Do you think that's okay? I'm like, didn't you just say you had friends in the police force? Wouldn't you know it's okay?
Well, now you're telling the whole world.
See, I can tell where
the lie... You weren't going to tell anyone.
I can tell where the lie that she told you is just by that story. And it wasn't the police force part. It was the friends part.
Yeah, she was a little loony. I haven't seen her around anymore. I wonder if she moved out.
They probably took her away to the padded happy room.
Yeah. With the flowers and trees and chirping birds.
Oh, my. Or something.
So, did one of you edit the notes, I guess, for Tancast 13, where I had my email address in there as tim@tancast.com, and now it's the word at in parentheses?
Yes, and one of us also went and found the comment that you had left where you wrote tim@tancast.com and changed it to at in parentheses.
Why'd we do that?
Because spam bots love to go look at web pages for any email.
Like, they'll just scrape a page?
Yep.
And pull off the email, and then they'll spam it.
Yep.
Where if it's just the word at, they're not smart enough to figure out that that's the email address and use it.
Ah.
Yeah, especially if it's a link that you can click on. This is like mail too. They go, okay, I will mail too. Enhance your penis and your vagina.
Well, good. I need them both enhanced. Well,
that's good. Well, I'm sorry. You can change them back.
Oh, I will, sir. I will get all the spam I like.
That is excellent.
Audrey Hepburn is staring at me over here, and it's creeping me out. It's a big, huge Audrey Hepburn head in Noah's hallway. It's a poster. It's not just her head.
We cut it off.
Does it shake around a little bit? Oh, wait. Sorry, wrong Hepburn. I was actually asking if it was in motion.
Oh. Catherine. Oh.
That's a joke you should have told. Isn't that the punchline? How does Audrey Hepburn start a car? Or something?
Oh, yeah. This is it's a Dana Carvey joke. He's like, this is an impression of Catherine Hepburn starting her car.
Oh, wow. Catherine Hepburn. That's what it was. She was on Golden Pond, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Andy really knows.
No, he doesn't. He just likes
to
answer.
Well, Tim doesn't know.
One of them was on Golden Pond.
Andy likes
one of the Hepburns.
On Golden Pond.
Scum.
Pond cum?
That's just...
It was Catherine Scum. Hepburn.
So
that's who we're talking about.
Yep.
Because Audrey Hepburn has the thing with the stuff. Oh, I never did finish the thing about the Colbert Report, why I was asking you. And this was I only noticed because I went back to my web browser and I was looking it up. But he was making fun of, I think, Canton, Ohio. He called it like, ah, it's a, that town's a piece of shit or something like that. And then, like, the town got upset and wrote a story about it. And so he did, a couple weeks later, he apologized. What I actually meant was Canton, South Dakota. That is a shit burg. Like that. And then, like, they complained. So a couple weeks later, he apologized to them and made fun of Canton somewhere else. And so, then, like, somebody wrote, he goes, there's only 14 more Cantons. So I don't think this will go on much longer.
That's awesome. We've got a Canton. Funny. I actually don't live, well, that far away from it. So.
Oh, he may have already hit Canton, Georgia. Oh,
let's hope so. You know why?
Because I know he's...
Because Canton, Georgia is a piece of shit.
Maybe we'll get some news out of this.
So, I still want to some asshat in Atlanta. Guy.
I still want to talk to the Iranian guy who downloaded Tancast. If you're out, if you're still listening, sir, or madam, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing I want to say. Anybody who's listening... Because we were getting a lot more downloads than we realize. Go ahead and comment. We're curious about where all you people are from and how you found out about us.
Yes, and what keeps you coming back? Seriously. I know these two guys. I barely want to come back every week. These are my best friends, and I'm like, fuck them.
Yeah, no, we seriously created this because we used to just sit in our house and make fun of each other a lot and make fun of each other's mothers also a lot, and eventually decided that after we'd moved away from each other that we needed to get back together and make fun of each other again a lot. If you're finding this shit amusing...
To be fair, we mostly made fun of Andy's mother.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mostly
and
my
Andy.
Because she was asking for it. I'm
practically begging for it.
Every night. Bang! Oh, I hope she's not walking in on Iris in the middle of that one. Like, what the fuck is that little nigger saying?
But she read the page. She's reading Tancast blog.
Yeah. Well, the Tancast blog isn't as offensive as what I do.
Well, it's easy to click on the play button and listen.
Yeah.
I don't think she's got that kind of time.
We love you, Andy's mom.
Yeah, we're like 50 minutes into the episode. I don't think she stopped listening by now.
One can only hope.
But yes, but and like Andy was saying, this was totally something we created just for like, we'll do this for shits and giggles.
Well, also, I think Tim started listening to this podcast, and he's like, these guys are just talking about whatever they want. I can do that.
Yep.
And while I agree that Tim really should be famous, I really don't give a shit.
Oh, by the way, you guys care if, because I want to start plugging Tancast more when I'm doing shows, so I wanted people to introduce me as the creator and co-host of Tancast, even though technically I'm not the creator of Tancast, but it just sounds better than co-creator and co-host.
I don't care.
I really could give a shit.
All right. There you go. Now I'm the creator.
Yeah.
I'm the Gene Roddenberry of Tancast.
Yeah. Well, if we start getting some residuals in, though, then it's co-creator.
What? When you just want the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as long as you get the same money.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a money thing. It's just a way to make it sound like, ooh, this guy's really in charge of this Tancast thing. I better
now
check
it out.
Now
listen to Tancast, though, they're going to know you weren't the creator.
Well, I was the one that said, "Hey, Noah, we should do a podcast." So
you
that
were.
That makes me the Gene Roddenberry of Tancast.
I do believe you were also the one to originally come up with the name Tancast.
Yeah, bitches.
Little did I know it was because of Smodcast. And you just went, we'll just change that."
It was also because of the Tan House.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
It's history.
It's history.
There is history.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're in the same fucking room as him. ponderous.
So, have you listened to the end of that yet? So you could hear the actual. I'm talking to Noah.
I listened to the whole thing on the podcast.
Casey Kasem.
I heard you put it at the end. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The Casey Kasem thing.
Yeah.
Good times.
I listened to them all. Yeah. Although, as it goes on more and more, I'm starting to care less and less about listening to the whole thing. I'm just like, I was there. Like, before I wanted to see how I sounded, and then the first time it was really
hard. And now you know, like a faggot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I like to listen to it, because, like, here, just to break down the fourth wall, or the third wall, who knows? We're audio only. Are there walls?
There are no walls, man.
Who gives
just
a shit?
Just the ones you put up in your mind.
Just the ones in my mind. All right, so breaking down the first wall, the one in my mind. listening to the one from, was it 2 weeks ago, when all of a sudden there's just this random chicken starting to cluck, and Noah goes, wait, what is that? Just don't pay any attention to it. That was fucking genius.
Ah, thank you.
and breaking down the wall. What was actually happening was I was in a hospital room and a nurse walked in and started talking to my wife really loud.
Yes, it's funny. When I went, like, when we were doing the actual podcast, I couldn't tell. But then when I went back and I was listening to Andy's track, you could hear that nurse clear as a bell.
Yeah, well, like, I was being sure.
What the hell's
to...
wrong with your uterus? I'm like, easy, easy.
Yeah. Like, I just wasn't commenting on it or anything. And I was, like, being really quiet so that there wasn't anything, like, that you would have to chop around when you were editing. And I figured you would just blank my line for the entire time that the nurse thing was going on. As long as I didn't jump in for more than, like, you know, half a second at a time, it would be okay. But then Noah had to go and call attention to it. What's going on over there? Don't worry about it.
I'd like to be aware of what's going on.
I know.
Yeah.
In the world. You're curious.
He likes to call out anything. Hey, wait. Are you trying to keep a secret? Let's fucking put that on Front Street.
Yeah. You know what? Noah's not just curious. He's twice as curious as normal people. Noah is bi-curious.
That reminds me of a story from the office days when Goatee Man was doing his taxes in the office, like online, and he was trying to be. He had the computer angled, so he was trying to be kind of subtle about it. And then someone walked in, and Lena, the person who shared it. All right, Noah did a little gay feet thing, and it started distracting. He's like, "Yay, I'm in a chair."
I'm stretching.
He's pointing his toes right. Like a gay man.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know if that's how gay men point their toes, but they do in my imagination when I imagine gay people over and over again, which is what I do late at night.
What is your story?
Oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Taxes, subtlety, not feet.
Oh, so a salesperson walks in and goes, "Hey, what's going on?" And Lay's like, "He's doing his taxes." And he's like, thanks, Captain Subtlety. I'm trying to keep it on the down low over here. She just said, broadcast. Doing his taxes!
Probably wants people to see how much he got paid.
Probably.
You know, she was just waiting for a chance to rat him out, too. Someone come by and ask! Please!
Well, we said after that that Elena was the last person you wanted to keep a secret. Oh, he's got AIDS!
Oh.
Fuck the dog!
I used to be the worst. I think I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you want to keep the information private? Let me tell everybody about that. But though, although I wouldn't know, it's not like people told me to keep it private, and then I would just blab it. I just had a bad judge of, like, what's the information people want to keep private.
Why would anyone care about this cyst on your ass? I don't see why I shouldn't tell everybody right here at this dinner party. Wait, you wanted that private? Assist
if I had
on your
a cyst
ass?
On my ass, I would have told people.
I would have taken out an ad in Craigslist. Posted a pic.
Yeah, we're just, you know, at a party with, like, friends and family and parents and stuff like that. And Noah goes, "Hey, Andy, that reminds me of the time that you were up on that stepladder masturbating off onto your girlfriend."
You were trying to aim into her mouth.
But you missed and got her in the eye and the ear. And she got an ear infection. It reminds me of that time.
You told everyone it was pink eye. It wasn't.
It was jizz eye. It was cream eye. It was white eye.
It was ay ay ay.
Hi, Cochino.
Yes,
hi, Cochino. I was about to say that too. That's my. He's not even here.
I don't even know if he's listening.
I don't
yeah,
know.
He listened to the first one. That's all I know.
Did he really?
Yeah. He wrote me on MySpace, and then he's like, "Ah, fuck it." We're talking about Andy and I's old roommate Joe, who I don't know if we should tell this story.
Do it up.
Back in the day, this is the story I would have told. let me air all Joe's laundry on the internet, because I'm sure most people know about this.
He's like, "I got shit to do with this. Why are you bringing me down? I'm at home with my wife."
He used to be the Tim. I mean, he used to be the Noah.
I know.
Yep.
It would be the Todgecast.
Welcome to Todgecast. Who would speak with Indian accents?
I watch Love Guru.
Why? What's wrong with you?
I mean, your little eye made me think.
I know, but why'd you watch it?
Because it was free.
Okay. Lots of things are free. I'll give you a free kick in the nuts. You won't want it.
No, I won't. I was curious about how bad it was, and it was pretty bad. Like, it wasn't like as bad as Roman Michelle's High School Reunion, because I hate that movie, but it wasn't very funny. It was like a lot of... I told you about this, where it's just him doing, like, it seemed like he was doing his Austin Power characters. Like, he was saying lines that totally seemed like they could have been, like, an Austin Powers
movie. It was Mike Myers mugging.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just make a fourth Austin Powers movie?
Probably would have been better. I mean, he had, like, Mini-Me. Didn't have Seth Green.
Well, he, you know, he's wicked busy making puppets.
Yes.
For not Monsters, Inc. What is it called?
He's going to be on Heroes, I hear. And Seth Breckenmeyer, whoever that guy's name is.
Oh, his name's Breckenmeyer.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why.
But Seth Breckenmeyer.
It's all one person. Although Justin Timberlake was kind of funny. He's playing this French-Canadian guy that had a huge cock. So sometimes you saw him on Speedo and had this big ball, and every time he pulls his pants down, people are like, oh. That was one part. Mini-Me or whatever his character's name was in that movie. Love Girl was always making fun of him, and, the little guy didn't like it. So he goes up to him, he goes, what's the captain of Thailand? I saw his cupboard. But, Love Girl was like, I don't know. Bangkok! And she punts him in the nuts. That was funny. I like people can punch in the nuts, what can I say?
Yeah, it's a good, yeah.
But yeah, overall, it wasn't a good movie. It just seemed kind of random and just thrown together. And a lot of famous, like Val Kilmer was in it. The girl from SVU, which they would say her name all the time as their blessing. The girl plays Olivia on Law & Order SVU. Mershina Hargita, whatever her name is. But she was
Marge
in it.
Helgenberger?
No.
Marg.
Wait, you're talking about CSI, aren't you, Andy?
Yeah, I know. I was just throwing an extra name out there because Noah was kind of trailing off.
You're a douche.
Yes, I know.
All right. Anyways, there's some other famous people in the beginning. But yeah, it just wasn't that funny. I was just like, that's sad. I don't wonder if he's going to get any work after this. I'm sure he will, but...
Of course
he will.
Mike
Myers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing fine. Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't matter if he does or not. Oh, but wait a minute. We got to do Tancast Past Tense Movie Review.
Did I watch anything else? I started watching Speed Racer.
Oh, we watched The Mummy. The third Mummy.
We did watch The Mummy. Me and Tim last weekend.
Awesome. How was
that? Well, like I've been telling people, they took everything you liked about the first two mummies and left it in the first two mummies.
Including Arnold Bosley.
And instead, they put some stuff that was half-assed borrowed from Last Crusade.
Oh, they had Yetis who were helpful.
Yeah, it was odd. But they looked, like I was saying to Noah, the Monsters, Inc. Yeti played by Cliff from Cheers looked more realistic. Like, if that one had just shown up, I'd be like, all right, that's existing. These things were, like, bright and shiny. Like, why is your hair all shiny?
Well, Yeti
disco
used
light
Prel.
All the time. Yeah! Why no, I'm a Yeti.
What I questioned was, Brendan Fraser, whoever's character's name, has a son. Brendan Fraser does not look any older. His son is, like, I don't know, 18 years old, 20 years old.
Yeah, probably in his 20s.
I was like, he does not look any older.
Like, they didn't put, like, a gray streak in his hair, nothing.
Maybe he's just been sleeping in Michael Jackson's oxygen chamber.
Hee-hee. So we are hitting an hour. Should we wrap this up, or did Andy have some movie reviews he wanted? Probably not. Other than of dead dogs on fire or whatever.
Yeah, that's about all I watched. Watched a lot of Buffy and Angel with the wife. Got all the way up through seasons 5 and 2, respectively.
Wow. So what fabulous father things are you doing after this?
Continuing to take care of my wife, who is recovering from having major abdominal surgery. By the way, we went to the hospital that in this area is supposed to be like the number one hospital for giving birth. And the nurses who are watching my kid and taking care of my kid, just absolutely excellent, superb. Can't say enough good things about that whole experience. The nurses taking care of my wife, rather hit and miss.
They would hit your wife?
Sometimes they would miss.
Yeah, sometimes they would miss, and those were our happy days.
Nurse, I'm in pain. Shut up. Throwing stuff at her head.
Sonic boom. Well, yeah, kind of. She's in pain, and she's paging for the pain meds, and nobody's even answering the pages, and then, like, she can't get a hold of the nurse on the nurse's extension, so she pages, like, the main desk, and when they finally fucking pick up, at, like, 20, 30 minutes later, the nurse comes in with, like, ibuprofen. She goes, no, Percocet! And the nurse has to leave and come back, and apparently, like, the people at the desk never told the nurse, so the nurse just happened by, like, half an hour later. So, since there's some time for the pain meds to actually kind of ramp up and everything, my wife was in, like, excruciating pain for, like, an hour, hour and a half. Yeah, that was really awesome.
Not to mention the 2 years she's been married to you.
Well, yeah. Oh! That's some serious pain right there.
Yeah. Well, remember that clip?
That hurts me vicariously.
We lived with them for a couple years, too. It's fucking painful. Jesus Christ, you're still here. I poisoned your food.
All right, I got a short phrase for you, and it ends with you both.
Love you?
No, but it is four letters.
Love you, you both?
I want to suck off.
No, it's only four letters.
You both?
Though it does rhyme with suck.
Love? Yeah, love. Four letters.
It rhymes with
love
suck?
You both.
That was a bigger dumbass than I thought.
Love rhymes with suck.
Well, love can rhyme with suck.
It needs to.
Love can also rhyme with swallow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, remember a couple...
Another classy ending to another classy... Oh, wait, sorry.
I was going to say, remember a couple of Tancasts ago where I related for everybody what it sounds like when somebody comes barging in on me in the bathroom?
I'm fucking in here!
Guess what it sounds like when a nurse leaves my wife in excruciating pain?
Similar?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, should I remove the earphones from my head?
No.
Should I just splice back in? I'm fucking in here. Into the point of check.
I'm fucking in here. It's cavernous. smells like old people and death.
So, yeah, the nurse is, like, making all these excuses. I'm like, you guys know that she needs it every 4 hours. That was, like, an hour and a half ago. Well, nobody paged me. I go, hey, not our problem. The problem is that she's in pain. Well, nobody paged me, and then you guys, since it's a narcotic, you guys have to ask for it. I go, no, shut the fuck up. None of this is our problem. I don't give a shit about anything you're saying to me. And I just kept just... hammering, and it got louder and louder and louder from there. So
did you say shut the fuck up?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
There was a whole bunch of nurses around a nurse's station when there was a cockroach that had run into our room, and nobody was responding to the pages or anything to like get people in there to like clean up after it. Went out and at the top of my lungs at 7 o'clock in the morning in front of a bunch of other patients, there was like a dozen nurses gathered around this nurse's station, and I was yelling at them at the top of my lungs. And when they went, well, sir, just calm down, I told them to go fuck themselves and that there was a fucking roach in our room. And we called somebody from housekeeping, and I said, well, you call them again. I want them here 15 fucking minutes ago. Call them again. Just sitting there staring at me, I go, I don't see your hand on the fucking phone.
You know what I like about Andy? He's always smooth and calm in any situation. Like, you don't have to worry about it. Like, if Andy was president, we wouldn't have any war or anything.
We wouldn't have any war because minutes. Nobody would fuck with us if I was president.
No one would talk to us at all.
I'd be on TV like, you Moran, you shut the fuck up.
My fellow fucking Americans, would you get the fuck out of my way in traffic?
I'm fucking in here.
Andy, oh wait, I'm fucking in here. Oh, if only I could use his face, I would make a poster for him. Andy, oh wait, I'm fucking in here.
You could use something to make it seem mysterious.
Okay, I could just put like a shadow over his face. What? So there was a roach in your room? Are you sure you're in the right Georgia?
Yeah, that's what I was like, man, a roach in a hospital.
Dude, it was huge. It was the size. Okay, I got big hands. It was the size of my fucking thumb.
He does have big hands.
He does have big hands.
Yeah, I do. They're gentle though. They're large and gentle.
They do. I'm making a fisting motion, but you can't see that. But Tim can see it. So.
Well, he also looks like he's signaling a truck driver to honk the horn.
So apparently, I'm fisting somebody above me on the ladder.
I like to do that when I'm fisting. I like to make that noise.
You know what? I like to make that noise when I'm being fisted. I just kind of fart around the edges, and it's sort of muted by the fist. It's just...
I always wonder what it would be like if you farted while someone, you were fucking someone's ass. Or like if a girl farted while someone's fucking her ass.
I've got one coming. You want to stick it in there?
No.
I've always referred to that as the reverse blowjob. Because it's exactly backwards. You're on the other end, and it's coming out, not in.
I wonder if it's just like the asshole blow out around the cock, like have a little space and just air would shoot out.
I've always imagined...
What if you had squirty diarrhea right then?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be good.
Would it like spigot like when you put your hand over a hose? Would just spray every direction?
That is horrible.
I've always imagined...
Would you rocket across the room?
You know those giant novelty inflatable Crayola things? Like, 3 feet long? I've always imagined your dick would come out like that, just...
It'd be like, in Wall-E when he's in zero gravity with the fire extinguisher? I wonder if that happens if diarrhea... You...
Did I ever tell you the story about my friend who, he was sick, like a flu, stomach flu, and he had diarrhea, and he had to do both, and he tried to decide which one to do? He chose to throw up.
No, always choose poorly. Always choose diarrhea. Diarrhea goes first.
Sprayed the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And he was sick, and he had to clean up.
Oh, dude, I know somebody else who they didn't have to make that choice because they got no warning as they were vomiting that it was about to come out the back end. And that rug got thrown away. There was no spraying of the walls, but yeah. They told me that they and they had like just bought like a nice cushy bathroom rug. And they took one look at the rug and went, "Fuck it."
I don't think Tide's gonna get that out.
Like, that is
dumb. We don't have the stain fighting power to get out rancid feces.
Yeah. The only time that's ever happened to me, I was lucky enough to be in the shower. I was like, I'm just standing in the shower trying to like make myself feel a little better. I start heaving in the shower. I puke and a blueberry shoots out my nose and makes me like gag because I'd been eating a blueberry muffin before I got the stomach flu. And as it like makes me gag, everything just tightens inside and a little tiny bit just goes out the back. And I'm standing in there and realizing I'm actually going to have to make use of the joke that Joe, our old roommate, used to tell all the time of, you ever hate it when you're in the shower and you take a dump and you have to squish it down the drain with your toes?
Oh, that was an episode of Smodcast.
Yep.
And I was just thinking about it the other night and just laughing in bed for no reason. Like, I wasn't listening to it. Nothing was going on. I was just thinking about it. Because he thought he was just going to fart. And he just shot a turd out of his head. He's like, foof. Like, I can't remember the noise he made. It was like, thwah.
And he didn't know what to do with it. He goes, I didn't want to pick it up. Because then I didn't want Jen to come in and like see me carry a turd. So he squished it down the drain. I don't know how he did it. He didn't say it with his toes. He just said it went down the drain. It's just funny that he's like a famous director. And he's on the net talking about how he took a dump in the shower and pushed it down the drain. Like, you're not going to see other directors talking about that.
Nope. You don't hear Martin Scorsese talking really fast with his eyebrows flapping. Okay, listen up. Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to take a shit, and you're just going to dump it, and you're squish it down the drain. And this other guy's going to come in, and everybody's going to shoot everybody else.
Whew. Well, that's Tancast.
I think that is.
I've been Tim, the T in Tancast.
I think it should be three men, and a baby, and a little poo.
Baby and poo.
Well, yeah, my baby's been making poo. I'm very proud of him.
Yay,
dude! It's like
baby.
He's a big boy now.
Yeah, like when I accomplish things, like I got the website set up, and you know, I like, got a new job, and I got married, and I moved, and all the rest of that stuff. Those were all like huge accomplishments, and I, you know, kind of gave myself a pat on the back. My kid comes out, takes a shit, and I am like so pleased.
I was talking about that, like how when you're a child, you can take a poo, and everyone's so proud of you if you poo your pants. When you get older, they don't get so proud of you anymore.
No.
More like yelling, what are you doing? What the hell's wrong with you?
Why are you smearing
they
that?
Get really upset if you, they get really upset if you poo someone else's pants. Get out of my pants. Anyway.
So you were Tim. I was Andy. Senior.
I'm Noah. I'm no senior.
You're a freshman. A freshman of gay.
No.
Noah's a freshman fucking all the seniors. Trying to be popular.
All the hot senior ladies. Oh, yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
No. Stop it. It sounds like a wounded beaver.
Why did a beaver sound like that?
Because beaver was a funny word. I don't need it to make sense.
Hey, if you want to hear how a wounded beaver sounds, you should just go back to the hospital I was just at.
Oh, because of the vaginas.
Thank you, Tim, because I just realized that we have an international cast, and beaver may not mean vagina everywhere.
Yes, wounded fanny.
Ah, yes.
For those of you in the UK, but that's not an animal as far as I know.
Fanny, that's a word for vagina? Yeah, that's interesting, because it's the exact opposite. Like, it's the other end.
It's the front bottom for them. It's the back bottom for us.
What is the word for ass, do you know?
Bum.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sure they have more than one, but...
I wonder if theirs was a vagina.
Twat. Twat. Shove it up your mother's twat.
Tim loves that.
I do. I may splice it in.
Oh,
you
no,
never know.
All right, everybody. Have a good week.
And I was like, fuck, we need to fucking stop.
Congratulations, Andy.
Thank you.
Yes, yay for Andy. Way to spawn.
I know. Birds do it. bees do it. Idiots who live down the street from me do it.
You should be getting a package from me soon.
Oh, thank you.
And it has a funny little note on it. Talk about your head, the size of your head.
Mm.
You'll be getting a package from us, me and my wife, soon. It'll come.
Have you even bought it yet?
Yes.
You're lying.
I bought it in the future.
Tim still hasn't bought Justin's birthday present from, like, what, a month ago?
I bought it. It's on layaway. You know what? Times are tough in the Babb family.
Well, you know,
I'd appreciate you not making fun of my financial situation.
I do believe that my wife and I still owe you a wedding present, so we won't worry about that too much.
Who are you talking to?
Who's talking to?
Both of you.
Me or you? Oh.
Oh.
We'll just buy us one communal wedding present. We'll share it.
All right. Apparently, I got Tim a pretty fancy vacuum cleaner. Like, he was registered for it, so I just bought it, but apparently it has, like, indicators to tell you when to change your filter. I was like,
and there's two filters on it. There's a filter and there's another. I'm like, what's all the filtering?
But does it have a lip attachment?
A what?
A lip attachment? Yes.
Are you being funny?
For putting your pecker in?
Oh.
Oh. No, I had to buy that separately.
Okay.
That's what the extra filter's for jizz.
Because you don't want to impregnate the bag.
No.
Then you get a bunch of dust bunnies that look just like you.
Okay, everybody. Have a good week. Me and Tim might go play tennis or something.
Oh, you might come? You think Stephanie want to come?
Stephanie always wants to come. She'll use the tennis racket the other way.
Hello.
Up her fanny?
Yeah, up her fanny. Either one.
Up a twat.
No, either fanny. Just leave it at fanny.
Ah, yeah, good call.
Yep.
All right, so have yourself a great little week, and support black businesses. I don't know, I couldn't think of anything to say.
Hope you all sleep more than I have.
Oh, I have been.
Fuck, I was sleeping just till I got to know us.
Well, of course you were.
I think you can be a lot of nights of not sleeping very much
for
quite a while.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just codeine. Cough syrup with codeine.
Yeah.
It's good for what ails you and what ails him.
You guys are both half black. I assume you both sleep a lot half the time, so maybe you can explain to me how to do it.
No, Mexicans are lazy. Black people steal shit.
No, I thought you guys like to sleep and eat. That's what the Spike Lee movie said.
Not, I steal some pillows.
We like to fucking run. That's what, sneakers and baby clothes.
Okay.
Chris Rock.
Sneakers and baby clothes.
Wait, no, I'm done too.